Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Film Samsara hadir sebagai karya sinema hitam putih yang menampilkan kekuatan visual, gerak tubuh, serta atmosfer spiritual Bali. Dalam film ini, seorang artis sekaligus koreografer dan penari asal Australia-Indonesia, Juliet Widyasari Burnett, mengambil peran menyelami budaya Bali bukan melalui kata-kata, melainkan lewat tubuh, ritme, dan keheningan.
Baiklah para pendengar, bersama-sama dengan kita sudah ada seorang pemeran wanita yang memerankan film Samsara. Halo Juliet, apa kabar?
Halo Rachel, ya baik, terima kasih banyak.
Thank you so much for your time. I think I'm going to ask you in Indonesian first and then I'm going to translate it to English if you don't mind, okay?
Iya, boleh.
Okay, so Juliet, apa sebetulnya yang membuat Anda tertarik untuk terlibat dalam film Samsara ini? So what actually inspired you to take part in Samsara, which we know it's a deeply rooted in Indonesian, particularly its Balinese culture?
This is a good question because, yeah, actually, it means I can tell you that actually Mas Garin, Garin Nugroho, the mm-hmm. director of Samsara, he actually invited me, wanted to collaborate with me for a very long time and was just kind of trying to find, you know, the opportunity where it was like really the right thing for us to be working together. Because dia sudah kenal saya dari, you know, paman saya, dia, Wes Rendra, like, and they were working together back when my uncle had Bengkel Theater. And yeah, so he knew of me because of this and was very interested to work with Wes Rendra's niece, who is a dancer who is half Australian, half Javanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he had this concept untuk Samsara, ini namanya Cine Concert. So it's like, yeah, the film playing on the screen but with the live music.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had this concept and he told me about it. I said, oh, do you want me to perform the dancing live? He said, no, you will be the actor in the film. And I said, okay, great. That thing sounds a bit easier. Then he told me about the role and then he said, it's going to be like set in Bali. And I said, yeah, tapi aku tidak orang Bali. Like I was kind of like, I had a hesitation a bit. I'm like half Javanese, half white Aussie. Ibu saya dari Solo. Really,
so I'm going to call you Mbak Julie then. All right.
Oh yeah, boleh.
Mbak Juliet.
Yeah, so basically I had reservations about depicting a half Balinese woman politically about the Javanization. Mm-hmm. But the way he explained it is, you know, he's so respectful of cultures that he works with, a very collaborative and invested researcher. You know, he doesn't just come in and make a film and then just leave it. He's actually just lives and breathes every aspect of it. And I was so impressed by that. For Samsara, like he wrote the part of Sinta with me in mind. So it was a really great honor.
And we've seen the movie. It's so amazing. And so we're actually, para pendengar juga mungkin penasaran ini ya. What were actually your first impressions entered the whole idea about this Samsara movie?
Tidak ada dialog di film ini. Mm-hmm. So it was more like almost like a libretto in a way of like, you know, explaining scene by scene. This is what is going to happen. Yeah. We all received a synopsis. Kalau buat choreography, harus like, you know, kenal like the location is like, is it rough floor? Is it like, is there a building that I can climb on and do something?
Yeah.
Or is it like kalau ada batu-batu, like in the kawah di Gunung Batur. So you can really like kind of, I had visual cues, I had libretto, I had a lot of information. And then I could sort of, what was really cool was that Mas Garin was like, it wasn't like he was dictating, this is how I want you to do it. He really opens the door and invites you into the room and gives you the materials and you together To answer the question, my first impression was just like, okay, this is so suitable for me, this collaboration, you know, being half Indonesian woman. And then also being a dancer meant that I could fully interpret the movement requirements mm-hmm. of the film.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, that I also am a choreographer and I really value collaborative processes. So it came at a really good time in my career as well.
So that's really impressive. So you don't actually receive a script, just express through your expressions, through your move.
Correct, so, yeah. Hmm. And I was also, like, I asked Mazgarin, so it's like a list of the scenes and where we, the locations mm-hmm. and everything. How much do you want me to bring some Tari Bali into yeah. it as well? Because aku belum belajar Tari Bali juga.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm trained in Tari Jawa, but not yeah. Bali.
So how long did you train to do a Balinese dancing?
Sebelum shooting ada berapa lama ya? I think it was like 3 minggu. Sebelum shooting ada latihan di Denpasar, di ISI. We were working in the studio
yeah.
with like all the other penari dari Bali and ada choreographer namanya Dayu Ani. She was able to teach me Tari Bali, like express service.
Oh wow.
That means because I'm a professional dancer.
Yeah,
I can pick it up really
you know,
fast.
Because you got the basic already.
In the end, actually though, a lot of the choreography, as you can see in the film, mm-hmm. is actually pretty universal, actually,
yeah.
like the sort of Randa kind of dance. Mm. And the rest of it is all of my dancing in the film is my choreography.
Oh, wow.
So Dayu coached me in like some Tari Bali,
yeah.
but she choreographed the group sections. Istana Monyet scene, Ario Bayu's choreography was with Siko Setianto
yeah.
And Dayu as well. And I also helped with that a little bit sometimes when it was the choreography between
oh, wow.
so, Bayu and myself.
Yeah, so not yeah. just like creating your own dancing, but you also help some of to choreo some of them. And it's just so amazing how you can communicate emotions, dance, and all the narrative using only body language and
yeah.
facial expressions. That's just, wow. We want to move on to Sinta itself. Can you tell
yeah.
us about this character, Sinta, and what was the most challenging part of portraying this role actually for you?
Sinta she's not something I'm very aware of when I'm mm-hmm. playing a female protagonist, is not to always resort to the romantic damsel in distress, you know what I mean? Well, actually, she sounds like she is the main protagonist in this that is taking the power mm-hmm. because, like, you know, Ario Bayu's character Darta, who's Sinta's husband in the story,
mm-hmm.
he is the epitomizing what it means to gamble with, you know, with fate,
yeah.
basically. So mm-hmm. there's that sort of like darker side of,
yeah.
you know, human greed, you know,
yeah.
like, but particularly clever to use the male protagonist as the representation of that, because it is that we live in a patriarchy. For Sinta, that she's not the victim of the circumstance. I was really determined. I said to Mascarin, I don't want mm-hmm. her to be like the victim of her husband doing the wrong thing. You know,
course.
That she actually
yeah.
takes the power and she in the end says, well, he's done this. This is what must be done. I must honor the Monkey King's request.
Yeah.
And but then she takes matters into her own hands. And I won't say anything more because maybe some of your listeners haven't seen the film and I don't mm-hmm. want to spoil it. But, you know, like that was probably, to answer your question, the hardest part is to make sure that I stayed in that power and mm-hmm. strength, because there's definitely, if you look on the surface level, you look at the story and you think, actually, like, it would be so easy to just make her just sad all the time, or like as people as well, like we self-victimize a lot, but I really wanted her to be a powerful woman.
Yeah, what we yeah. impressed is like this movie is like very rich in cultural symbolism and
Mm-mm.
visual storytelling. How did you actually immerse yourself in this element?
Mazgarin, dia kirim banyak like gambar-gambar and like historical information
yeah.
and photos and everything. And like, I think that also just being in Bali, he did like all of the proper blessing ceremonies at the
oh,
temple.
Wow.
rehearsal, and we did this like every day, particularly a big one before shooting, all of the cast and crew involved, because we really want to respect Tanah Bali. You know, that the island is so spiritually charged. If you're especially if you're Indonesian, you know.
What is actually harapan Anda nih terhadap penonton internasional setelah menyaksikan film Samsara ini? What do you hope for these international audiences will feel or understand after watching this movie?
People were commenting on was just how universal the story is. Like, it is an immersion into Indonesian culture for sure. There's no question. There's like Balinese gamelan music, ada tari Indonesia, like tari Bali, ada, yeah, like the kebudayaan strong and powerful in its aesthetic and spirit and energy. They watched the film that they were overcome by the beauty of the film itself and the emotion of it, but also that it caused them to meditate and reflect on life. So I think that's exactly what I hope for, and it happened. So
that's
and
great.
May it continue to happen.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we truly appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Terima kasih, Rachel. Thank you.
Terima kasih banyak dan selamat kembali beraktivitas. Yeah. Sukses selalu, sehat selalu. Thank you.
Yeah. Terima kasih.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.